As the former executive director of the Australia Institute, Clive Hamilton published a controversial report titled Corporate Paedophilia. On the Bill Henson case, he argues that while artists have a right to push boundaries, society has a responsibility to push back. He sees the latest controversy as the result of a society in which children are being exploited in increasingly eroticized ways. Clive Hamilton spoke to Edmund Roy.
Well, I think the way childhood has been sexualized so heavily, particularly over the last 10 or 15 years, has inevitably changed the way we see children in their naked form. I've argued that previously, when perhaps it was a more innocent age, then artistic representations of children, as is the case with the Bill Henson exhibition, wouldn't have provided a difficulty. But in an age where children have been so heavily sexualized by commercial organizations and by the wider culture, and where there's so much more alarm about pedophilia, then I think the presentation of a 12-year-old girl, for instance, naked to the public, really has quite a different impact and raises new concerns. In particular, when they're placed on the internet, you know, they're flashed around the world within hours, and even though the website from the gallery in question has been taken down, the images of this girl, who is about 12, we believe, are all around the world and can be used for all sorts of unpleasant purposes. And I argue that she, the girl, the model, could not possibly understand the implications of being presented naked to the world, even though the presentation is very aestheticized, and that therefore she could not give informed consent. So there are serious ethical problems with having these child models presented in this exhibition in this way, particularly putting them up on the internet.
Are you accusing the gallery owners, the parents, the artists of a certain naivety then?
Absolutely. I don't think their motives were nefarious or exploitative, but I think they were very naive to imagine that nowadays you can put pictures of a naked girl with all of her, you know, budding sexuality on public display and not expected to have all sorts of impacts, including some pretty unpleasant ones.
What do you say to the argument about artistic freedom? The question has been raising about how artists should be allowed to do, well, as you point out, push the boundaries.
Well, it's not so much that artists, it's in a way the duty of artists to push the boundaries, but it's also an obligation on society to push back. And we've seen after a decade or more in which children have become increasingly exploited in the media and popular culture and presented in more and more eroticized ways, we're beginning to see a reaction against that. And Bill Henson's exhibition has been caught up in that. You know, arguably, he and the gallery owners are innocent victims, but they should have known better. They should have been aware that the way that children have been presented in recent years is bound to create difficulties when you present them not in an eroticized way, I'd stress. The pictures aren't in any sense pornographic, but the context makes the presentation of children in the nude, you know, troubling.
You did mention the internet earlier. Has the invention of that new medium changed the argument somewhat?
I think it's changed it completely. I mean, if we imagine going back 30 years and this sort of exhibition being put on in a gallery and it was seen by its intended audience, that is those who have presumably a sophisticated appreciation of photography as art, then I don't think, I certainly wouldn't have a problem with it. But when the same pictures become consumed, if I can use that commodified term, by a range of people for quite different and unintended reason, which will have impacts on the child models in question through the internet, then I think there are serious worries about that. I mean, if this girl at age 30 has a completely different, you know, has a career and an integrity and, you know, a history behind her, and suddenly these pictures pop up in a magazine or in the internet, I mean, I'd imagine there's a good chance she'd be humiliated. And yet it seems to me that the adults around her who have her interests at heart and organised, approved the exhibition were not fully aware of these dangers and have probably caused that child some damage.
Clive Hamilton, former executive director of the Australia Institute, speaking to Edmund Roy.